Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Jeff, good morning to you. How you doing?
Morning, Coach.
Coach, there we are. Coach, you call Nick Saban?
We're going to hang up on you.
You call him Nick? All right, answer me this. Did anybody, and I know you talk to people within the Steelers facility, you talk to people in that organization, all organizations around town, and that's why we have you on. Do you get the inclination they saw this coming from Vince Williams at all, or it just kind of happened upon them yesterday and he put it on them yesterday?
No, I don't get the feeling that they knew this going on, because I think they may have added another depth linebacker in the middle, even though they like what the possibility of Marcus Allen and what he could do and Ulysses Gilbert back. You know, I don't think they would have gone through theatrics, even though they like Vince Williams. I don't think they would have signed him and then have him sit on the roster like this. My guess, and I don't know this for sure, but my guess, what makes sense to me, is that he probably failed a physical.
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah.
And they didn't want him to go out on a failed physical, so they allowed the retirement. And listen, I know, you know, Vince Williams isn't the greatest cover linebacker ever, but the guy played hard. The guys in the locker room liked him, and Mike Tomlin liked him a lot. And I think they just wanted him to go out with, you know, all the respect they felt he deserved.
And he was a thumper, and they don't have that lined up behind Spillane and Bush right now. They don't have that next, you know, you mentioned Marcus Allen. I love Marcus Allen, Penn State guy and all, but I don't think he can do what Vince Williams did.
No, and Ulysses Gilbert would be the closest thing to a thumper that they have.
But,
you know, and here's the other thing. That style of linebacker is kind of, you know, I wouldn't say totally away, but you just don't see that type of linebacker in the NFL anymore, just because it's all about covering.
But it does create immediately another depth issue for them, just when they thought they had tied up loose ends at the linebacker spot, granted outside linebacker, by signing Ingram. Now you've got a depth issue at inside backer, because Gilbert, who knows, because we haven't seen him, I don't think, develop enough due to being able to stay on the field. And then who else? T-Gray Scales, Buddy Johnson. I mean, they don't have a lot there.
No, but Avery Williamson's still available.
Right.
And I wonder if this opens the door for his return as just as a guy to have back there in case of injury, a veteran. And they have about $10 million in cap room. So I think that's a possibility. And maybe, you know, as they're piecing things together, that could be the answer right there.
Jeff Hathorn looked at a photo of Ben Roethlisberger that was posted on the website yesterday and said what?
I don't care.
There we are. There we are. That's why we pay
just
Jeff
throw
the big
damn
bucks.
Ball.
There we are.
He doesn't need to have six-pack abs. He just needs to be able to throw the damn ball.
Oh, I said now, yesterday, tell me if you follow me on this. I said yesterday he could be built like Jared Lorenzen, or he could be built like the quarterback in Baltimore right now, and it doesn't matter because it's not going to impact one way or the other how he plays.
My first thought actually was, who posted this?
Uh-huh. Like, right.
Like, why did they pick this picture if they didn't pick it from the neck up? Because the face was great. You know, I get you had to – you wanted him carrying the iPad and the playbook. But I've seen – he looks like the same Ben – you know, I've seen for 18 years, and what I saw in OTAs and minicamp shows that his arm is in good shape. And you don't have to be, you know, you don't have to be cut in the core to be in good shape. I think immediately everybody thinks, oh, he's been sitting around eating donuts. No, the guy is still working out, and I don't worry about a few extra pounds because he's always had a few extra pounds.
No, remember, it's yoga and a beer, Jeff. Yoga and a beer. That's how it goes. Jeff Hathorn, our beat man for all seasons, with us here on the Fan Morning Show. So I've come to the conclusion it's not going to be – they can't replace Brandon Tanev. That doesn't necessarily make him irreplaceable, though. They can find other avenues to get that third and fourth line grit the Penguins can, that Tanev provided, that energy that he provided. But I don't think it should change at all their A number one priority going into the offseason, particularly free agency next Wednesday, being find yourself a goaltender.
I think if they had more cap room, yes. I think they're going to go for size. I think that's going to be their first thing. They're going to go for size. And that's why they didn't like Tanev. I think if Tanev was 3 inches taller, there's no way they would have left him unprotected. They want size, and they're going to try to find size. And I don't know. I think this. I think there are two ways to attack the goaltender. Obviously, you can upgrade the position. You can also find some size to clear out bodies to make it easier on the goalie. Like we saw at times with the Penguins during the regular season when Tristan Jarry would have those runs where he was saying, I'm seeing everything because they're clearing the lanes. I think they're going to go for size and use that money for size and attempt to add a goalie, but I don't think they're going to make a big splash goalie.
Yeah, you got the runs in the playoffs too, which was kind of a problem. Jeff Hathorn joining us here, Fan Morning Show. So you don't think that they'll go for a goalie? And when you say size, do you think that that fourth line has to have size and grit? And do you think that it's necessitated, by the way, by officiating and by the league? And because the regular season doesn't mean anything, it's how the game's called in the postseason.
Yeah, so if you're sitting in the Penguins boardroom and you're assessing this team, from an overall view, I think my number one concern is we can't win in the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not close. It's not like, well, we've won a series or we're getting our butts kicked in the postseason. How do we stop that? And what happens is, and Burke is a part of this, unfortunately in the NHL, skill and speed go by the wayside and they go back to old-time hockey in the postseason. So you've got to have size. No matter what works in the regular season, you've got to have size to work in, to be able to have success in the postseason. So I think they're not only going to add that, but I think they're going to have to change their style of how they play, at least to an extent in the regular season, so they can be ready when postseason starts to play a different game. I mean, Tampa was able to alter what they did. I'm not going to say that they'll have the same success in the span of a year, but they had a transformation. They realized they needed to have a different body to win in the postseason, and obviously it's worked for them, and the Penguins need to do something similar.
Jeff, training camp underway on the south side. Penn's offseason in full swing now, and the Bucks got the trade deadline about 8 days away. What's cooking on all those fronts at the website, 93.7thefan.com?
Yeah, we've got all kinds of stuff. Of course, you're going to hear from Ben Roethlisberger and T.J. Watt today, so Jim and I will have all of that up along with Mike Tomlin. We've got trade speculation with Adam Frazier. There's a story that's going to be going up on that front as well. And then, of course, there's an NHL draft that's coming your way that we'll have you covered too. So, yeah, it's a fun time now. For as slow as it's been, especially last year for most of the year, this is back to normal for us.
Jeff Hathorn, the best. Jeff, we appreciate it. We thank you, and we'll talk again soon.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Jeff.
All right, great stuff from Jeff.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.